Before we dive into this episode, I have an exciting offer for you. You know that my passion is simplifying formulation for all hairstylists. Right now, my best-selling masterclass, Hair Color Formulation Simplified, is on sale for only $47. To get yours now, simply go to my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com/simple. Hello, hey, and welcome to Ask the Color Expert. My name is Elaine Travis. I am a career hair colorist, independent educator, and author of the book, A Colorful Journey. I'm here every week sharing tips, tricks, and stories that are all things hair color. Thanks for joining me, and let's get started. The Ask the Color Expert podcast is proudly sponsored by Kin North America. Kin is available directly to salons with no middleman, and they pass that savings on to you. They carry color, retail, and texture products, and they're all developed and manufactured in their factory in Spain. After more than 90 years in business, Kin is still owned by the founding family. They are passionate about being the very best they can be. For more information on Kin, contact Gary at kinnorthamerica.com. If you follow me, you know that I do not work for any manufacturer, but I do love to share things that I love using in my own salon in Pennsylvania. We are proud users of the Kin color. We get excellent gray coverage and excellent support. Welcome back to the Ask the Color Expert podcast. I will be happy when. I will be happy when I lose weight. I will be happy when I get a bigger house. I'll be happy when I get a nicer car. I'll be happy when I'm busier in the salon. How many times have we heard ourselves saying, I will be happy when? I just listened to a podcast on my walk and it made me realize how many people die waiting to be happy. Waiting for that thing to happen that they swear is going to be the secret to happiness. And I'm here to tell you, it really doesn't work that way. A lot of us learn the hard way when we finally realize that it's an inside job and it's nobody else's responsibility to create happiness for us. The same thing goes for your career behind the chair. I can't tell you how many people I meet and speak to, and I offer solutions to exactly the problems that they're sharing with me that they're having. And they say, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. I'm going to do that after Christmas. I'm going to do that in January, in the beginning of the year. I'm going to do that once I save up more money. I'm going to do that once I get busier. It's always, I'm going to when. I will be better, do better when. But when needs to be now. We need to take action and take responsibility for what needs to happen. I was texting with someone very close to me today and, you know, very unhappy in their job and, you know, always, you know, glass half empty. Oh my gosh, it's so stressful. The commute so far. I'm absolutely miserable, but I need the money. And I just said, you know, what would it look like if you actually did something that you liked doing? Whether the money was the same or not, I think you would end up having much more happiness and fulfillment. And I think the money comes as a result of being more happy and content. I think so many of us walk around on autopilot in this just daze of minutiae of the daily grind of, I have to keep doing it because I've always done it. And it really doesn't work that way. You know, we make up excuses. When I started becoming an educator and stepped away from the salon, trust me, it was not without any fear. You know, I had been owning and running a salon for over 30 years. I had been behind the chair for over 35. And that was all I ever knew. I didn't know anything about technology. I didn't know anything about creating a virtual business, but I figured it out. And I look back now and I say, oh my gosh, I wish that I did it so much sooner. My body was breaking down from being behind the chair for so many hours, making great money, but at what cost? Missing family parties, missing things with my children, working Saturdays for over 20 years, missing a lot of social interaction that would have been a lot more fun in my 20s and 30s than it is now in my 50s. And I can't go back and redo any of that. I can't now say, okay, guys, call me. I can do anything on a Friday night. I want to be on the sofa watching a good movie on a Friday night now. I don't even want to be out at a club with loud music and cocktails and all the things. My life has changed. And now that I have the time, I don't have the interest in doing any of those things. So we all know someone that we lost at a young age. We all know grandparents and parents that we've lost. We've had enough death in our lives and enough loss to know really how quickly life goes by. And to continue to make excuses to, you know, not go on that vacation. I was at a wedding this past weekend and I saw someone I haven't seen in a really long time. And she was just like so surprised that she said, I can't believe you recognize me. I'm like, of course I recognize you. I just haven't seen you in a long time. And she said, oh my gosh, you know, I live vicariously through you when I see your posts on Facebook. You're always going somewhere. You're always traveling. And the couple who got married were going to Hawaii. And she's like, I will get to Hawaii next year. Maybe I will be going to next year. And I kept saying, stop saying maybe, Karen. Stop saying maybe. Just say, I will go to Hawaii next year and actually make it happen. And honestly, guys, it's as simple as not getting your Starbucks, you know, a couple months in a row. Just make your damn coffee at home and skip the $5, $6, $7 Starbucks trip and put aside a fund for the vacation. You know, I went to Hawaii for an entire month this past September. Last September, my husband and I went to Hawaii for a month, and people look at me like, do you have gold bars buried in your yard? And I said, no, I found a connection from a friend where we got this beautiful beachfront condo for $100 a night. So anybody can make that happen, right? $100 a night. And then the flights we got with points from our credit card, because through the salon, I spend a lot of money on supplies, you know, Salon Centric and, you know, Cosmoprof and all the places are smoking up my credit card every month. So why not use those points for a flight to Hawaii? So where there's a will, there's a way. And I know there's some people who are in dire poverty who can barely feed their children. I get that. But that's not you. If you're listening to this podcast, you're a hairstylist, or you at least want to be a hairstylist, and you're not living in dire poverty. You're living in fear of the unknown, the what ifs, the what if I go on that Hawaii vacation and then my clients don't book their appointments the next month and I don't have any money. It's not going to happen, guys. You're going to get, the right people are going to show up for you. But when we sit in this unease of fear of the sky falling and everything's going to happen bad, you know, I live in Florida. My house can be leveled at any time from a hurricane. We've ran from a hurricane 3 times in the 5 years I've been here. And it's okay. That has just become part of life. And I say, you know, my family calls and checks on us. And I say, you know what? It's just a house. If it would suck, of course it would suck if our house was leveled to the ground or filled with water up to the top of the roof. But it's just a house. So have those experiences, you know, take those chances, take risks, put things on your credit card that make you feel uncomfortable, because it's going to push you and drive you to be better tomorrow than you were today or yesterday. If you have goals, if you have deadlines, that's going to be where you're going to be your best self. If you just keep staying in every day is the same, I'm going to wake up, brush my teeth, make the coffee, get in my car, drive the same way to work that I've driven for the past 10 years, go in the same way at the same time and, you know, take your things out at your station and get set up for the day. Like, do something different. Take yourself out to breakfast somewhere different. Go to breakfast by yourself in a place you've never been before. Do things differently every single day because you never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to speak to, who is going to come into your life as a result of you stepping outside of your routine, stepping out of fear. My proudest moment as an educator is when I get an email sent to me from one of the members of my Hair Color Secrets Insider Inner Circle. They have become a community and a family, and they're friends with each other outside of my community. They're starting to go on little getaway vacations together and going to other education together. Bonds are being formed through a group that I created. How freaking cool is that? When I started out on this journey, that wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even think that that would be a thing. And I'm so proud that it is and so excited that people have that sense of community of belonging to something. So what is a Hair Color Secrets Insider? What am I even talking about? You may be new to this podcast and not even know who the heck I am or what I'm talking about. So I specialize in hair color education, and I've created the Hair Color Secrets Insider Library that is over 100 different videos about all things color, how to avoid hot roots, how to avoid overtoning, how to correct when it's been overtoned, you know, highlighting with intention so that there's dimension and you're not overfoiling, avoiding a brassy result, avoiding an inky hairline, avoiding gray that's stubborn and won't be covered. All of those things, as well as hair color contracts for corrective work to protect you from someone saying that you screwed up and they want their money back. Avoiding no-shows, having no-show policies, all of those things, everything you can possibly imagine for your business as a hairstylist that wants to up-level as a colorist. So if you are not the colorist that you've ever thought that you want it to be, if you are not known in your area for color services and especially corrective services, if you still get a little weak in the knees when someone sits in your chair that's brand new and you're not really sure how to approach the color service, the Hair Color Secrets Insiders is for you. That is the perfect way to get everything that you need all in one spot. Sure. You can sit on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Facebook, and you can go down every single rabbit hole and you can get little bits and pieces of information. But in order to get it all in one place where it is strategically made in order to set you up for success as a hairstylist that wants to specialize in hair color, that is what the Hair Color Secrets Insider Library is. So if you are ready for the next level, if you know that you deserve to do better and make more money behind the chair, I'm here for you. I would love to see you join the Insider program and become an Inner Circle member where you get to come to the live coaching calls. And we have special guests. Like this month, we're having a special guest on there that you all know and love, who's been in the industry forever. I can't share his name because it's a private thing, but he's amazing. And we try to have special guests like every 3 months just to change it up so that you don't get tired of just hearing me talk about hair color, even though I could talk about it every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of talking about it and never run out of things to say about it. So, you know, I started this out with, I'll be happy when. I will be happy when every single hairstylist that is behind the chair is fully confident in all things hair color. And they realize how simple it really is, that there's just information that they just didn't get taught yet, emphasis on the word yet, and it is here for you. If you're that person and you're looking for that information, I am here for you. I would love to help you, and I would love to make the process of you becoming a six-figure colorist much sooner than it was for me. That is my mission. That is my passion. That is my purpose. Because a six-figure income is not as hard as you think it is, but you have to do it one step at a time, and you have to change up the way that you're doing things. Because one of my favorite quotes is, nothing changes if nothing changes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Ask the Color Expert podcast. Please subscribe and be sure to leave a review. For more information on hair color education, please visit my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com. See you soon.